a list of books that you can buy. Now, all the usual things. Master's Guide to Basic Self-Defense by Master Hei Long. Ninja Secrets of Invisibility by Ashida Kim. But the top man in this field appears to be somebody called Mark the Animal McYoung. And among the books you can buy by Mark the Animal McYoung...
Mark, as in Handsome Dick Manitoba. Mark the Animal.
Mark with a C, which makes you think it's probably an American deal here.
Yeah.
His books are called Floor Fighting. That's subtitled Stompings, Maimings, and Other Things to Avoid When a Fight Goes to the Ground. Pool Cue, this is his other book.
When a fight goes to the ground.
Oh, well, I'll read you this. Anyone who's ever been in or seen a real fight or two knows that more than likely it will end up with the participants rolling around on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
In Floor Fighting, Mark Animal McYoung covers the subject from the time you and your opponent are about to go down to when you're back on your feet, indulging, including all the jerking, jabbing, gouging, and biting nastiness in between.
Yeah.
His another book he's got is called Pool Cues, Beer Bottles, and Baseball Bats, Animal's Guide to Improvised Weapons for Defense and Survival.
Mm-hmm.
This book will broaden your definition of what constitutes a weapon to include rope, beer bottles, pens, pool cues, cats, tables and chairs, key rings, gin and tonics, and more.
Gin and tonics? No.
He's, the third book he advertises by Mark Animal McYoung here is Cheap Shots, Ambushes and Other Lessons, subtitled A Down and Dirty Book on Street Fighting and Survival. And finally, I turn your attention to the wonderful Street E&E, that's Evading, Escaping and Other Ways to Save Your Ass When Things Get Ugly.
That would be after it's gone to the ground, would it? I love that phrase. Oh, next time there's a brawl outside our house, which happens most nights, actually, Alice, amongst the crowds who gather outside to just get a glimpse of it. Come to the windows. I shall now ring the police, and I understand they will say, "Is it a serious fight, sir?" And I'll say, "It's getting ugly, sir. Has it gone to the ground yet?" And I think that's the rule of thumb there. Don't ring the police until it's actually gone to
the
ground.
The next para in floor fighting that stompings, maimings, other things to avoid when a fight goes to the ground includes the idea of winning a fight that has gone to the ground has little to do with putting your opponent in some kind of hold, and more with maiming him so badly that you can get up quicker than he can.
The sexist language they use. I like that. We're stereotypical because of the testosterone thing, I take.
So which are you going to go for in floor fighting? Pool cue, beer bottles and baseball bats, cheap shots, ambushes and other lessons, or Street E&E.
Is gin and tonic really in there as a weapon?
Gin and tonic, you have to turn gin and tonic into a weapon.
I don't know how angry I could be at an assailant that came at me with a gin and tonic. I find it quite refreshing. I think even Prince Charles himself might have a moment for any would-be assassin who tried to slip a soothing G&T his way.
Stirring it without the slice of lemon. How do you like that?